Activity 14. Second listening. Understanding an analogy. 2.
All right, so today's topic is sleep debt. Sleep debt. What is sleep debt? What are the consequences of sleep debt? Can sleep debt be repaid? Those are some of the things we'll go into next. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep, okay?
Okay.
Good. First, let's talk about the amount of sleep you need. Now, every body requires a specific amount of sleep. The amount of sleep you need may differ from the amount someone else needs. You may need more, and they may need less. But most people need about 8 hours per night, plus or minus 1 hour. That's the amount the human body needs. Okay, so suppose you don't get enough sleep. What happens when you deprive your body and your brain the amount of sleep that it requires? Well, that creates a debt. A sleep debt. You owe your body some sleep. You have a sleep debt. Just like you're supposed to, say, make your car payments, you know, every month. Say you're supposed to pay $300 a month, but you pay only $200. Then you're $100 in debt. Or you miss the payment totally. Then you're $300 in debt. Got it? You see, sleep debt is like that, too. Now, the bank can take away your car if you don't make any payments. And your body, you know, sleep debt can take your life away if you're not careful, and it can cause serious injury to your body.